This is a Collider.com audio interview.
I have a movie called Shrink that just came out.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you've directed a film. Mm-hmm. And sort of, have you learned anything from Edgar and, like, his style that you want to take with you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's the best thing. That was the best thing about, you know, directing my film is that I was able to, you know, take everything that I learned from other directors that I worked with and actors and stuff. And Edgar's style is pretty much a little bit the opposite of mine in some ways. I mean, and, you know, I've never, his sense of timing, especially with his comedic sensibility, is really kind of phenomenal. And I've been learning a lot. And just the way he composes shots and, and with this, we're really lucky just how much we're able to shoot and how many angles and coverage and things like that. I mean, it's really, as a director, you know, kind of the dream situation to be in. And just his endurance and his positivity and his stamina for, you know, how long we've been up here and how he just really, you know, sets the pace in a really positive way is really inspiring.
Can you describe your character, Stephen, as you see him?
He is, he's like a lot of typical musicians that I know. He's very, very focused on the music and just the music. And also has some extreme insecurity and anxiety about if he's ever going to make it. And in terms of performing, you know, is when he really, you know, luckily is able to kind of get out of that that anxiety a bit, but he's very anxiety riddled and you know, very focused on the band and has a very big dream, you know, of making it.
How does your character differ from the comic? Has there been many changes to it, or is it pretty much in line?
It's pretty much in line, you know, and that's what's been really, really amazing about this is that you know, the cast and with Edgar and we've really been able to remain really true to the books. And yeah, I mean, there's certain, you know, qualities. He's a bit grumpy and that anxiety, and there's like these key, you know, just overall emotions that you try to have and then figure out, you know, who is this guy as a real person. And that just comes from, you know, having a really good director and really good actors to interact with, you know.
So I heard that from all the directors that they're getting little bits of sort of backstory that we don't really know about from the books. From Ryan, did you get anything about your character?
Yeah.
That you want to tell
them? I don't know if I'm allowed.
Johnny already ruined everything, so there.
What's the question?
You know, there's one thing that. And it's a big thing, and I'm concerned that maybe it comes out in the next book. So I really, shouldn't say.
A lot of us are reading the books and enjoying the experience. It's kind of weird being here in the moment we are, because we kind of don't want to ruin things for ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're, obviously there's a big ensemble. There's so many people coming in and out of the movie. But within that, there's the core ensemble of the band. Can you talk about sort of the dynamic between you guys as a group?
It's really amazing. I mean, I've worked with Allison. I did a movie called Dear Wendy with her. Where we first met.
Movie.
Thanks. And then we went on and did a play together, a Neil LeBue play called The Distance from Here. So me and Allison were friends. So coming into it, I knew at least I had that. And then getting to know Michael has just been amazing. I mean, he's just a really great guy. And Johnny's amazing. He's one of, you know, a really great young actor who is just really fun to watch and be around. So we all really get along so well. And we're like a real band, you know. We spent pretty much all of March before we started shooting kind of having band practice. You know, we'd all show up at our rehearsal space together and learn how to play the songs. And like real bands do, we fight and argue. And it was great, you know. That's been one of the best experiences, you know, about this thing. Is just how much everyone really enjoys each other's company.
Johnny complained that he didn't get to do a stunt in the movie, and that everybody else gets something to do. Talk about the work you've done to sort of a, because I would assume that's sort of a new experience.
Yeah.
Doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, totally is. I actually just last Friday came in to practice what my stunt is, which is being, I'm on stage at the Chaos Theater when we get blown off stage by the twins, and I've just, you know, I finally got to put on this harness that, you know, I see Mike when everyone else in, and everyone talks about as being incredibly painful and uncomfortable, and it is. I have huge bruises on my stomach now, but it's really a lot of fun. I mean, to be strapped into this thing and being lifted up and pulled 30 feet in the air and spinning around, and having to somehow control it and, you know, act on top of it is. It's been quite an experience. It's fun. It's really fun.
Since Steven is the lead singer of the band, was that a little nerve-wracking? Because I know that singing can be kind of scary for some people.
It was, yeah, it was incredibly nerve-wracking. I mean, it was the biggest challenge for me to, you know, that I had on this film and for me to overcome. I never really, you know, sang happy birthday in front of people. I mean, that was the extent of, you know, my singing in front of an audience. So I had some vocal lessons, and it was, you know, made very clear to me early on that I had, you know, the shot to be able to go and re-record these vocals, and if it was good enough, we would use my voice. So it's the type of pressure that, like, I really want and, like, really look forward to as an actor. You know, it's like something to really sink my teeth into, and I had a really good coach, and then I came up here and had an amazing recording session with Nigel, which,
that's amazing,
thankfully. Yeah, and that was a really big deal for me, and it's just a testament to just how good of a producer he really is. I mean, I guess apparently early on that we were going to be in a big fancy studio with a bunch of engineers, and he kind of cleared that all away, and we actually recorded the songs in the guy Jimmy from Metric, like his home studio, and just me and Nigel. So it made me very comfortable, you know, that there wasn't a lot of other people around, and he was able to really, we became friends, and he really helped me go there, and it worked.
Were you coached by Chris Murphy as well?
Yeah, for the guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was your musical background like before? Did you have any kind of musical background? I seem to kind of vaguely remember. You might have had something or no? Like guitar?
No real musical background. I mean, at all, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, I'd never played guitar before either.
Oh, okay.
So I had guitar lessons in Los Angeles before I came out here, and then worked with Chris Murphy. He was, you know, our coach every day in the rehearsal rooms, and yeah, he's there every day when we're on set doing the musical sequences.
When you say that if you were good enough, they would let you record your own vocals for a band like Sekhlebon, how good is good enough?
that is the best thing I had going for me. Is that I didn't, I didn't have to sound like Tom York, which I constantly had to remind myself. You know, it's pretty good. It's all right. He's trying.
I was talking to Allison earlier about sort of reacting to the supernatural elements and how sort of just part of that world it is. So how is that for you as an actor, sort of trying to react to that naturally?
It's tough. I mean, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. You know, and that's another one of the big challenges about this is that, but the cool thing is that when we go to shoot our coverage, we've been able to see, I mean, there's been so many little bits from just like, you know, storyboards being cut and edited together that we can watch, and then we get to watch, you know, portions of the fight, and we can kind of see where things are going and get a sense of what we have to react to before it's just, you know, us looking at a pink X on a screen. And Edgar's been really good about, you know, really reminding us what's going on. There's a giant fireball coming down now and things like that.
Steven, in the comics, I've always kind of seen this more of a gruff character who just gets really excited about, I mean, they're recording music, whereas, I think you're kind of very easygoing. So do you become kind of gruff in the film, or how do you play the character?
Yeah, no, I definitely, that's, that's where I go. I mean, I definitely, that's his, if you had to pick one thing that kind of embodies, you know, his persona all the time, that's it. But, you know, for me, when you're taking something and making it like a real life character, it's, you don't want to be just one note the entire time, and it's about the reason why he has a tendency to get so angry and controlling is because of this anxiety and a lot of insecurities about himself as a musician and as a person. So, man, I can do that pretty well, too.
What else to follow up about the band that you formed with Michael and Allison and, I guess, Johnny sometimes? I mean, could you guys actually physically have to play songs live? Would you be able to do that? Or is it not, does it matter about you really have to have the playback and what make you look like?
Well, Johnny played before, Michael plays before,
right, of course, yeah.
And Allison is like now an incredible drummer. I unfortunately am, I'm thankful we have playback, basically. I'm thankful that Beck and those guys, you know, recorded the music. I mean, I would never, I've gotten, you know, over the months, I've gotten much better and can actually kind of play, but... If it were just on me, it wouldn't be a good situation.
So
we might.
We might. I mean, Michael jokes about it. He talks about how, you know, that we should play our opening song at, like, the premiere or something like that. And at that point, I definitely would be able to nail that song for sure.
Everybody's talked a bit about Chris Murphy, and you mentioned recording at Metric Sound Studio. For the concert sequences and things, when there's other bands coming through, have you guys been tapping into kind of local bands, local music scene?
What's been really great for me is that I met Kevin Drew from Broken Social Scene, and he's been around. I met Emily, and I met Feist. I went with Kevin to a church somewhere and saw this like amazing performance. I forget who this guy was, but he used a lot of... he just recorded everyday people's voices and interviews, and then like played this orchestra music along with it, and just being able to hang out with Kevin and kind of talk to him about the music here, and I'm a big fan of his, so it was cool, you know, that these guys, you know, are around. I mean, it's very, you know, it's really great. You know, it's been a lot of fun for me. It makes me feel that much more like, you know, I'm a local musician kind of trying to make it in the scene, you know, to be around these guys that I respect and admire and kind of just hang around them and soak up little bits of stuff from them.
Everyone was talking about how Edgar really knows exactly what he wants when he's shooting. So do you find that sort of confined his act, or do you like that?
I go back and forth. I really, for the most part, really, really enjoy it. And it's been, and that's presented its own challenges for me. But it's really like, I just remind myself of how many times, you know, I've been on the set with a director, a first-time director, who really just doesn't know, you know, and he knows, I mean, down to pretty much the facial expression that he'd like you to make. And it really suits, it suits... That style suits itself for what we're doing here, you know. I actually really appreciate it, and it's been really good to have someone who knows exactly what he wants.
Are you guys involved in the video game, the companion video game they're making for this film?
No, I just heard about it.
Yeah,
I don't. Yeah.
So you've been asked to do voices?
I've no, not yet. I would love to. Yeah. That would be like a dream come true.
Are you a gamer?
I used to be, not as much now, but. I guess the way that Brian was talking about how he wants us to be, like, kind of reminiscent of, like, what is it, like kind of like Street Fighter, where it's
yeah,
not...
Yeah,
I love that. You know? Yeah, side-scrolling.
It's going to be sort of in the 8-bit, 16-bit style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which sounds really cool to me.
Do you plan to keep playing once the movie's over?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely gotten bitten by that bug, and I've been really, you know... that's a great part about doing what I do, is that I've essentially been able to, like, have months to learn how to play guitar and sing. And, I mean, it's great. It's a new skill set that I want to keep working on.
Can you describe Steven's look a little bit?
Are you Steven today, or is this Mark?
This is a combination of both. I mean, my beard's a little bit bigger now just because I haven't worked in like 6 days, but it's pretty much spot on how he looks in the book. I mean, hair, yeah, it's pretty amazing how we all kind of transform and really look like the characters.
Did you have to spend long in makeup to get that look, or was it just someone doing your hair? Or
not as long as some people have had to. But it's been really amazing what, you know, the makeup artists and the hair people have done on this film and in the wardrobe, and it's very much like, you know, you can open up the book and it's like, wow. So it's exactly.
Do you have anything else lined up? And do you have any kind of, have you decided to make another movie? Have you been inspired to try to do another movie now after working on this one? Or?
Yeah, I really want to. I'm working on writing my next screenplay. I really want to continue to direct, and haven't had, you know, an incredibly a lot amount of time to do that up here. I might go do a movie called Kick the Can with Jesse Eisenberg after this in the fall in Texas. And that's it.
You based in New York or no?
I was for a long time, but now I live in LA. Yeah.
Has Brian given you any insight to your character's name? Is that just the joke to have a Stephen Stills and a young Neil in the same group? Or is there, did you go back and see some CSNY to get some kind of inspiration? Or?
No, he's, all I know, no, it's just that he really actually is a big fan of, you know, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and that, and I think, you know, if Brian were to answer that, I mean, it is a joke in a way, you know, and that's what's so really great about what he's done with the series. It's just these little jokes, and even, you know, stuff very specific to Toronto and the scene up here. You know, I'd actually, you know, never heard of Sloan until I got up here and met Chris, and then started listening to his music, and then realized, oh yeah, he wears a Sloan shirt. You know, all these little things. You know, it's right, which has been really fun. Yeah.
How did you get involved with the project?
Since
Johnny told us that he got in through Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess mine was old-fashioned. I just got the script from my agent and read it and really loved it and went in and auditioned for Edgar. Yep. That was it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, really good to meet you guys. Take care.